الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حسب ما نقل في هذه الرواية الحسن والحسين إمامان قاما أو قعدا صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Today we are celebrating the Milad of our second Imam Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba عليه الصلاة والسلام And I would like to congratulate all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially all of you respectable brothers and sisters on this happy occasion. Our second Imam, Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam, is according to the narration was born in the third year of the Hijrah, and we find when Imam was born, Sheikh Saduq has narrated that Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha said to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam about naming of this child, and Imam Ali alayhi salam replied that I will not take sabqat or lead in naming him over the Prophet, over the Messenger. And I'm paraphrasing all these narrations in my own words. So Imam Ali alayhi salam did not name him himself. So instead the matter was brought to the Holy Prophet, and Prophet asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali said that I don't take a lead, I will not take a lead over you. And Prophet replied that I will not take a lead in over my Lord. So basically Rasulullah left it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to name Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam. And that's where the narration says that Allah sent Jibreel saying his salam to the Prophet and his tahniyat and tabriq, you know, congratulations. And Allah said in the wahi and revelation that Ali is towards you like Harun is towards Musa. So basically you name him in the name of the son of Harun, and we know that And that's how the name of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam was named. So according to the Tawrat, the name of the children of Harun alayhi salam was Shabbar and Shubair, or Shabir, recited in various ways. So that's why Imam Hasan alayhi salam was called Shabbar or Hasan, according to this historic perspective. And Imam Hasan alayhi salam was extremely beloved in the eyes of the Holy Prophet. And we find Abu Huraira had narrated this narration that whenever I see Imam Hasan alayhi salam, I have tears in my eyes, because I saw myself that Imam Hasan came running towards the Prophet, and Prophet make him sit in his lap and said this statement three times. This is what Abu Huraira is saying, that I heard myself, Prophet saying it, that, "Oh my Lord, I love Hasan, and I love the one who loves him." So basically, this has been a known fact about how much the Prophet has his love towards Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. Ibn Shihr Ashub, who is considered to be one of the writers of one of the mother books of Manaqib and Fada'il of Ahlul Bayt, which is named as Manaqib of Ibn Shihr Ashub rahmatullah alayh, he has narrated in his book that Imam Hasanain alayhi salam, Prophet used to do the ta'weez, that means give them in the protection of Allah, in the refuge of Allah, by through the two surahs, and that's why these two surahs are named as Al-Mu'awwazatayn, the two surahs through which we seek the refuge of Allah. So we protect our beloved person and make him under the protection and refuge of Allah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. This is how the Prophet, according to this narration, used to do the ta'weez, that means bring Hasanain alayhi salam under the protection of Allah. And we find that also Abu Huraira has narrated that Hasanain alayhi salam were coming over the back of the Prophet. Very famous story that you have heard already, but I just want to say what he has narrated in addition to mentioning the zikr of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So Hasanain were coming over the back of the Prophet while Prophet is doing the sajda. So this is narrated in several narrations, not just one narration. And Prophet was taking them off with lutf and with his love. And again, Prophet went into sajda. Again, they came over the back of the Prophet. And when he was done from the prayers, he made them sit one on one thigh and the other child on the other thigh. And he said that, whoever loves me should love these two children of mine. So this is again another expression of the Holy Prophet, which shows the extreme level of love towards Hasanain alayhi salam. And this is what we also discover, the greatness of Hasanain alayhi salam, from the narration where the paradise complained or towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, "Lima ja'altani maskan al-du'afa'i wal-masakeen." Why did you make me the place of weak people and the miskeen people? And Allah replied, according to that narration, that, "Are you not pleased that I decorated your pillars through Hasan and Husayn alayhi salam?" So paradise has been decorated, tazyeen, then became muzayyan through Imam Hasan and Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. So likewise, Abu Huraira has narrated that Once the Holy Prophet, he says that he saw himself, that Prophet was there on the minbar and delivering his talk, and in the middle of his speech he heard the cry of Imam of Hasanain alayhi salam. Prophet could not tolerate and he quit his speech. You know, it's a very big thing, you know, if somebody is delivering a speech in the middle, he doesn't want to get interrupted, isn't it right? So you don't interrupt your speech from the minbar, you know, unless if there is something which is more important than your speech, more important than what you are doing. So here we find that what is more important in the eyes of Rasulullah, you know, is Hasanain alayhi salatu wa salam, and to take care of him, isn't it right? So we find Prophet interrupted his speech. Abu Huraira says he came down in the middle of his speech from the minbar for the sake of the cry of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain and Islam, because he cannot tolerate them crying. The age of our second Imam is 47 years old. These 47 years, so basically the first 7 years of his life he lived with the Prophet, and next 30 years of his life he lived with his father Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and the last 10 years of his life is the time of his own imamat. So his imamat lasted for 7 years. So we find that he has been known in his time as the most zahid person, avoiding the attachments of this dunya, as the most pious person, that means in the maintaining the highest level of taqwa, and not just that, but also remembering Allah all the time. It has been narrated in narration that Imam Hasan alayhi salam was always busy in the zikr and remembrance of Allah. Every time he has performed 15 hajj, according to some narrations, and some others tell us 20 hajj, and some others say 25 hajj, and walking, going for hajj and walking on foot, some of the times walking barefooted, according to the narration. And when he was asked that why he is doing this hajj, walking on foot instead of riding some animal, he said that basically I feel sharm and haya to go to Allah. In other words, so basically if he doesn't go walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would feel sharm and haya in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the basically tawadu, and this is the ubudiyyat, and this is the ma'rifat of Imam Hasan alayhi salatu wasalam. We find that his ma'ida, his sufre, his dastarkhan is famous in the history. Anyone who was poor and anyone who needed food, anyone who was hungry, would just walk in the house of Imam Hasan alayhi salam and get the food. So he has his open door policy, he has his open invitation policy for everyone who is hungry to come and eat the food. This is just part of the generosity of Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. A poor person came to Imam Hasan and he expressed his poverty. And he said that basically I have nothing remaining with me except my dignity, my basically izzat and abru and dignity. And now that I found you, I think you are the you can buy it from me. You can buy my izzat and dignity. That's the only thing which is left with me because I have nothing else. So he is basically presenting his faqr and how poor he is, and he has nothing to support him, and he is basically helpless. That's where we find Imam Hasan alayhi salam. According to this narration, he asked one of his people to just bring whatever he has, and 12,000 dirhams were arranged by Imam Hasan alayhi salam. He gave it to the person, and he recited two shi'r in Arabic, which translates into the fact that you asked us in this urgency, in other words, and whatever we had, we gave it to you, which is very less. Take it, and what you had, that means your izzat and your sharaf, your izzat and abru and your dignity, protect that. And as if you haven't seen me, and you haven't sold nothing to me. So this is how they have been not only helping the mu'mineen, but basically helping them in a way which protects their dignity and their izzat and sharaf in the society, and keeping them honorable, because every mu'min has a great deal of respect that we find in another hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. According to that narration, Imam alayhi salam has said that al-mu'minu a'zamu hurmatan min al-Ka'ba. Isn't it right? Mu'min has greater respect than Ka'ba. And it's our responsibility that when we deal with the mu'mineen, we keep in mind their izzat and dignity, and don't end up doing a behavior which is against the respect of the mu'min. Or we apologize if we end up doing something like that. And we find in another incident that a person, the narration says, in Rajulan Atal Hasan ibn Ali, Al Hasan ibn Ali alayhi salam, faqala bibi anta wa ummi a'inni ala qada'i haja. One of the people came to Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, and he said that I have a need, so I want you to help me out on that need. Fanta'ala, Imam Hasan wore his shoes, and waqama ma'ahu famarra ala al-Husayn. He stood up with the guy and he started to, basically go to for the sake of fulfilling the hajat and need of that mu'min. On his way, he saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam, wa huwa qa'imun yusalli. Imam Hussein was standing and praying. So Imam Hassan alayhi salam said to him, "Ayna kunta an Abi Abdullah tasta'inuhu ala hajatika?" Basically, why didn't you seek your hajat from Abi Abdullah? That means Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This person replied, فَذَكَرَ أَنَّهُ مُعْتَكِفٌ. He said, Imam Hussein is in the i'tikaf. He's doing the i'tikaf. We have the ibadat of i'tikaf, which we did study in the fiqh classes. For those of you who were here, the ahkam of i'tikaf we already studied a while ago. It's a special ibadat of Islam, which is mustahab, high sawab to do that. We do it for 3 days. We sleep inside the al-masjid al-jami'. Not just any masjid or Husayniya, but al-masjid al-jami' only. In high level sawab to do i'tikaf in masjid al-kufa or masjid al-nabi or al-masjid al-haram. If somebody can spare time and go there and do the i'tikaf, it's a very high level of sawab. So we do the fasting for 3 days. For the first 2 days, you are allowed to leave the masjid. Then your i'tikaf will be batil, and you will lose that sawab, that special sawab of i'tikaf. But on the third day, once you enter into the day number 3, it's not allowed to break your i'tikaf and leave the masjid. You are now supposed to complete it and take it to the end. And obviously we fast for all the 3 days. This is the special ibadat of i'tikaf, and there are so many du'as and a'mal that we perform during the i'tikaf, which is, like I said, only done in Al Masjidul Jami', in a masjid which is not a masjid, not an ordinary masjid, not a Husayniya, but Al Jami' means where Salatul Jumu'ah has been established by protecting all the shara'it and conditions of Salatul Jumu'ah. Not just any masjid or any place where somebody can come forward and lead Salatul Jumu'ah according to his likeness. According to the shari'at of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, if a Salatul Jumu'ah is established by maintaining all the shara'it and conditions of Salatul Jumu'ah in the shara', and once Salatul Jumu'ah is established according to the shara'it in a masjid, then and only then the masjid is called Al-Masjidul Jami'. That's where we do it. So Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was busy in the i'tikaf. And we all know we don't break the i'tikaf on the third day. That's not ja'iz. You can break it on the first day, you can break it on the second day. Isn't it right? So according to this narration, he was in the i'tikaf. So now the person said, Imam Hassan said to him, أَيْنَ كُنْتَ عَنْ أَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ تَسْتَعِينُهُ عَلَى حَاجَتِكَ. In other words, why didn't you seek the help from Imam Abi Abdullah, that means Imam Hussein alayhi salam, about your hajat? And he said, Imam Hussein is mu'takif, he's doing the i'tikaf. So Imam Hassan alayhi salam replied back, Ama innahu law a'anaka kana khairan lahu min i'tikafihi shahran. If he had helped you, it would have been better for him than him doing i'tikaf for 1 month. I'tikaf we don't do for 1 month, we do it for 3 days. So this shows how much important it is in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, to help out qada'u hajatil mu'min, to help out one mu'min person and fulfill the hajat and the need of one mu'min. So we find Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have been emphasizing so much about this mustahab thing of Islam, which it deserves to be emphasized. Also, when Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam was killed, became shaheed, Imam Hassan alayhi salam went on the minbar and delivered a sermon which is one of the most remarkable sermons in the history of Islam. Although all the sermons are equally great and remarkable from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And he said, which I'm again paraphrasing this and all the rest of the narrations in my words, he said that we Ahlul Bayt are the Hizbullah. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said after the shahadat of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam, and then Imam Hassan recited this ayat of Quran, فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 56. So Imam Hassan said once that we Ahlul Bayt are the Hizbullah. We are the party of God basically. And so basically that we are introduced to be Ghalib. We are the ones who are going to overwhelm, having ghalaba and overwhelming. So everyone else will be under us. Basically everyone else is still under them, but they are the ghalib. They are introduced as ghalib. They are introduced as al-ghalibun, the ones who are overwhelming. In the Holy Quran, that's how they are introduced. We are the itrat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith al-saqalain of the Prophet, and where the Prophet has put the, you know, the Ahlul Bayt, you know, next to the Holy Quran, and as a mubayyin, as the explainer of Quran and the supporter of Islam. And we are the scholars, we are the ones, the alim of the ta'wil and the tanzeel of Quran, that means the hidden meaning and the apparent meaning of Quran. And we are the ones whom the Quran considers to be ma'soom. And then he recited this ayat of the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْحِيرَ سُورَةُ الْأَحْزَابِ 33. of the people, all you know, everyone is supposed to obey us. Look at the tone of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. You look at the contents, great contents of his speech. Look at the audience which were there, and look at the people of Kufa who were present, you know, in that time, and most of them who did the khiyanat towards Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. So we find, obviously, these things are lessons for us. I mean, what would we do? What would we do if we were present in the time of in Kufa, if we were present in front of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, and we were listening to his talk? What would be our behavior? Exact same behavior how some people are doing towards our maraji hafizahumullah ajma'in. Exact same behavior how people are doing towards samahatul wali al-faqih hafizahullah. Exact same behavior, because mawqif is the same mawqif. Maraji hafizahumullah ajma'in, they are following the mawqif of Ahlul Bayt. You don't have another religion coming. It's the same sharia. You know, the Islamic leader is following the same mawqif of Ahlul Bayt. It's not a different Islam. You know, the policy of the people today is exactly how they would do towards Imam Hassan alayhi salam, towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam, towards the rest of the Ahlul Bayt. That's exactly because the mawqif, the issues are the same. There are no new Islam coming. We have the same religion Islam and the same values. So Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, everyone is supposed to obey us. Because Quran has commanded, the people have been commanded in the Holy Quran to do so, in other words, and then he recited the verse of Holy Quran, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. And he said, we are the ones whose mawaddat and love has been made wajib in Quran. And then he recited another verse of Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. These are all itmam al-hujjat. So how Imam Hassan alayhi salam is doing itmam al-hujjat to the people. We are the ones whose love has been called, considered hasana by the Quran. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفُ حَسَنَةً نُزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Is it right? So love of Ahlul Bayt is what is called hasana in the Holy Quran. So we find that Imam Hassan alayhi salam, he started to appoint his wulat, his governors in his government after Amir Mumin alayhi salam, and this government lasted for just few months, like 7 months or approximately, and Muawiyah started to do his politics, his corrupt politics, and sending jasus, spies against Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Various events has been recorded, and one, the first spy that Muawiyah sent was towards Basra from, you know, from the Qabila of Al-Qain, and this guy got killed. And likewise, he continued to send further and further spies. Especially he sent his spies to the munafiqeen of Kufa, like Amr ibn Hurais and Ash'as bin Qais, who is the head of the munafiqeen, and also Shabs bin Rab'i, all three munafiqeen of Kufa, who are very famous and top-notch hypocrites, who were against the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam and against the hukumat of Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam as well. Muawiyah sent his jawasis to these people and said to them that I'm going to give you 200,000 dirhams each and marry my daughter to you if you kill Hassan for me. So they all supported Muawiyah. Finally, the narration says, the time reached to that level, Imam Hassan alayhi salam has to wear zira, the body armor inside his clothes. When he used to go to lead his prayers in the masjid, he was wearing regular clothes from the outside. Inside the clothes, he is wearing the body armor, because the city is full of munafiqeen. who are Zahiran claiming to be lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and lovers of Ahlul Bayt and Muhibbin of Ahlul Bayt, and we are supporters for you, Ahlul Bayt, isn't it right? Bayt, in the inside, they are with the Tahut. So they are basically Tahuti Shias. Just like we have Zionist Shias today, isn't it right? We have Christian Zionists, and we have Jewish Zionists, and now we have some Shia Zionists today, isn't it right? So in those days, there was the Tahutis, Shias of those days, claiming to be with the lap service, laqlaqatul lisan, we love Ahlul Bayt. From the inside, they have links and alaqat with the Tahut. So we find one incident took place that a person, one of the Khawarij, who basically, what he did is that one of the Khawarij came and he threw an arrow on Imam Al-Mushtaba alayhi salam during the prayers when Imam Hassan was praying in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, he was saved. He was wearing the body armor inside his clothes and the arrow could not kill the Imam. So this is how the situation has been in his time. Now obviously Imam Hassan alayhi salam is preparing the army once again. Imam Ali alayhi salam was preparing the army in his lifetime, isn't it right? So he said, Ala wa inni mu'askirun fi yawmi hada, faman arada rawaha ila Allah falyakhruj. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, I am preparing the army, you know, today. Whoever wants to go to Allah should come out. So Imam Ali was preparing the final war against Muawiyah, but he became shaheed. For the unfinished business of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan did the same, continuing what Imam Ali was doing. So he was also, he's now preparing the army to finish the unfinished business of Imam Ali alayhi salam against Muawiyah. So Imam Ali, Imam Hassan says, "Law wajadtu," according to this narration, "Law wajadtu ansaran," narrated by Allama Al-Majlisi, "Law wajadtu ansaran laqataltuhu layli wa nahari." If I had found companions, I would have fought him my day and my night. That means I would have fought against Muawiyah day and night. In the same Imam Hassan alayhi salam, some people say, no, he's inclined towards sulh. Nonsense, the people are talking tuhmat and ihanat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. The Imam Hassan who says, لَوْ وَجَدْتُ أَنصَارًا لَقَاتَلْتُهُ لَيْلِي وَنَهَارِي. If I had found companions, according to this narration, I would have fought against him my day and my night. He's preparing army against Muawiyah to take care of him. So now we find he delivered the sermon, and we find that no one responded to the sermon and the call of Imam Hassan in his khutbah. He delivers the khutbah and nobody responds to him. Uday bin Hatim was there. Uday bin Hatim is the son of Hatim al-Ta'i. Isn't it right? Hatim al-Ta'i was not a Muslim. He died, but Uday bin Hatim converted into Islam and was a staunch supporter of Rasulullah and a staunch supporter of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. Four of his sons became shaheed in Battle of Siffin. Four sons of Uday, you know, Tarif and Turaif and Tarfa and Atraf. These were the four sons of Hatim al-Ta'i, Uday bin Hatim, who were shaheed. He was a big supporter of Amir al-Mu'mineen and he's the father of the Shuhada. Uday bin Hatim, salamullahi alayh, he stood up in the gathering and he addressed the people in front of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and condemned the people. Well, what has gone wrong with you people? And the son of Rasulullah is asking you for supporting him, in other words, and there's no response. So he condemned the people there. There was a few people who then, you know, got motivated and started claim their support. Obviously, these people cannot be trusted upon, and things continued like that. Well, the time is very less. I had in my mind to talk a little bit about the historic perspective of all what has happened, but I'll just summarize it in a few words. So Imam Hasan al-Salam prepared an army and asked them to asked them to move, basically to go and to the city of Ambar. They were supposed to go there and a commander was assigned. And what happened is that when this army had reached the city of Ambar in Iraq, Muawiyah got the news, and he again started to bribe the people. So we find that 5,000 dirhams were sent. Well, 5,000 dirhams was nothing in those days. Well, look at how people are selling their iman and deen for the sake of pennies, for the sake of dunya. And so 5,000 dirhams were sent by Muawiyah, and with obviously promises. And we find that the commander of the army of Imam Hasan alayhi salam joined with bunch of people with him. He joined Muawiyah. He left the rest of the people and he joined. Now, obviously, Imam Hasan has appointed three people. Ubaidullah ibn Abbas was the first one to be the commander. This guy joined the army of Muawiyah in the night. In the morning, the people woke up for further prayers in Ambar, and they found there is no imam, there is no commander remaining. So now the second backup line was also appointed by Imam Hasan. Third commander was also assigned just in case. So the second person was Sa'd, and they came and prayed behind him. So obviously the news reached Imam Hasan alayhi salam. That's how the people are doing khiyanat. So Imam Hasan again delivered the sermon. So this has been happening over and over again. I wish I had time to explain in the whole detail, but I'm just summarizing. Several times it happened. The Imam sent a bunch of army several times, and we find all of those times the commander with bunch of people joined the Muawiyah's forces because of certain promises that were given as bribe. And every single time they join, and some of them have said that as soon as they said to Muawiyah that as soon as you enter into Iraq, your army comes into Iraq, what we are going to do is that we will capture Hasan al-Mustaba and we give it to him, give it to you. So this is how people have been behaving. So إن على الخلافة محرمة على آل أبي سفيان. إذن right? إذا رأيتم معاوية على منبري فابقروا بطنه. So وقد رآه أهل المدينة على المنبر فلم يبقروا فابتلاهم الله بيزيد الفاسق. So لا تتركوا الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر فيولى عليكم أشراركم. Don't leave the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, so the worst among you will be made your leaders. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Then you would pray, and then your dua will not be accepted. So we find Imam Hasan alayhi salam still did not stop. After several times, three times as narrated in the history, he sent the army, and every single time they did khiyanat. They said, they claimed to be lovers of Ahlul Bayt, and we support you. And when they reached there and they met with the people of Muawiyah, they joined them. Instead of fighting against them, they joined. So we find Imam Hasan still did not stop doing his fariza. You know, ma mukallaf be wazifain la natija, nahnu mukallafun bil fariza lasna mukallafin bin natija. Isn't it right? So doing our fariza towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how Imam al-Khumayni radhiyallahu anhu used to say. So doing his fariza, that's what we learn from Ahlul Bayt as well, doing their fariza towards Allah. So Imam Hassan, after 3 times khiyanat of 3 different armies and 3 different commanders, finally he still did not stop to do his fariza. He's constantly doing his fara'id towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hassan himself moves out and goes to an area outside in the outskirts, delivers a sermon there again. And again there were munafiqeen and khawarij who started to talk against the imam and insult him. And one of the khawarij came forward and said, one of the khawarij said that kafara wallahi ar-rajul, I swear to God this guy became kafir, just like his father was kafir, he's also a kafir. A'udhu billah. So we find this is how people have been behaving towards the imam. And after this incident of takfir from Khawarij, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, they raided the khaymah, the place where Imam Hassan was staying. They looted his belongings. Imam Hassan was saying his prayers. They took the musalla under his feet. They snatched it under his feet. And some of the Banu Hashim, at the end of the day, Banu Hashim and some of the close Shias were left to defend the Imam, isn't it right? So they defended the Imam from the attack of the Khawarij when there is no one to support the Imam. On his way, when he was moving, we find in the night when Imam Hassan alayhi salam was moving in this from passing by the area of Mada'in, that's where we find another of the munafiqeen attacked the imam through a dagger or a sword and attacked over his his thigh and injured the imam, and the injury reached till the bone. So imam got injured and he was carried like you carry somebody over a bed. That's how Imam Hassan al-Salam was carried after this kind of injury. So this is how Imam Hassan al-Salam still did not stop his effort to do his fariza against the Tahut of his time. Still did not stop. Look at the greatness and azamat of Imam Hassan al-Salam. And we find that now the letters are arriving from Munafiqeen. So Munafiqeen are also working hard. Those people who are working for Allah, they are also working hard. Those people are working for the Tahut, they are also working hard. That's why they don't have barakat in their life, but they are achieving their goals because of their hard work. Isn't it right? And the same is true today. The kuffar and munafiqeen are achieving their goals because of their hard work, not the barakat of Allah. And those who are ahlullah, who are very few people, even today, they are also, alhamdulillah, achieving their goals because of the barakat of Allah and the lutf of Allah and the lutf of Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam, and also the hardship and hard work that these ahlul haq are doing, who are very few. Letters are arriving from Munafiqeen, also the letter of Sulh, so-called Sulh and ceasefire came from Muawiyah. And Imam Hassan alayhi salam still is, look at the behavior of Imam Hassan. He's still, in order to, after all the information that he has gathered, that 3 times his army and 3 times 3 different commanders betrayed him and did khiyanat, he's still doing the itmam al-hujjat, ihtimalan, for gathering the people again. He called the people to gather them again in a place, and that's where he delivered his final khutbah. I wish I had time to elaborate more. And delivering his final khutbah, and we find that obviously Imam alayhi salam have been constantly mentioning the fact that you people do not fulfill, you don't do wafa towards your, you know, they are, you know, about this behavior that people have been doing towards the Imam. And that's where, there was still no response from the people. After the final Itmam al-Hujjat, the final effort that Imam Hassan al-Salam had done in this regard, still there was no response from the people to support him. So whenever we talk about the sulh of Imam Hassan al-Salam, it will also be shianat if we don't mention what Imam Hassan did towards the qital against Muawiyah and how many efforts that he did. Despite the fact he got injured, he still did not stop. Let's also mention the whole thing instead of mentioning the incomplete information about Ahlul Bayt. And now finally we find that son of his uncle Abdullah ibn al-Haris, who was sent by Imam Hassan alayhi salam to Muawiyah to make the basically to tell the conditions that Imam Hassan alayhi salam has put forward for the sulh because of the lack of supporters. And all those conditions were said to Muawiyah, and apparently Muawiyah agreed to those conditions because he already knew that Imam Hassan al-Mushtawa alayhi salam has no support remaining. So let's just accept the conditions, and at the end of the day he's going to do what he wants to do. He never acted on none of those conditions and violated all the conditions without exception. And obviously Imam Hassan alayhi salam also had told the people that, you know, in other words, that you're not going to get what Muawiyah has been promising, had promised you. And that's exactly what happened, what the promises that he had made to people, you know, and he also said that something on those lines, which I don't know the exact words to, I don't want to incorrectly narrate it, but something on those lines which Imam Hassan had said, that, you know, in other words, I could see, or as if I could see, something on those lines, that your children are standing in front of him and begging, and he's not giving it to you, giving it to them. That's the situation where these supporters of Muawiyah ended up with. So they didn't get the perks and awards and benefits of dunya that they were looking for and selling their deen for the sake of that. This is a lesson for the people who butter up the tawhid to remember that even if you sell your deen, you're not going to get what you are working for. Accept what is in the qada and qadr of Allah, and for that you will need to sell your deen. Because what is written in the qada and qadr, you're bound to get it anyway without selling or with selling. You know right? So they didn't get what they wanted, just like Umar ibn Sa'ad la'anatullah alayh did not get from Yazid what he promised, the hukumat of Ray. Before I come to the end of my speech, I would definitely like to mention, you know, this hadith from Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam, which is narrated by Muhaddis al-Qumi rahmatullah alayhi, that kun fi dunya bi badanika wa fil akhirati bi qalbika. Be in dunya with your body and in akhirat with your qalb, that means your ruh. So our soul has to be attached with the akhirat. And our body, we should live in this dunya not with our qalb, but with our bodies. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wa akhdhil al-kuffara wa al-munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-deen. Wa akhdhil man khadhal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa ahfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin. Wa maraja'ana al-Rabbaniyin. La sayyam al-Waliy al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur jiyush al-Muslimin wa asakir al-Muwahideen. Allahumma fukka an al-Usara' al-Muslimin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Wa ajjil fi فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.